For the last few years, hiring practices in Chicago city government have been monitored by a federal court. Earlier this month, Mayor Richard Daley received a court-mandated report on the status of hiring reforms. In it, one City of Chicago department accused another of hiring negligence. For WBEZ, Dave Glowitz has the story.
Every winter, the Chicago Department of Streets and Sanitation appoints snow supervisors, existing employees temporarily promoted to oversee the truck drivers who plow snow from city streets. It's a sweet deal, according to a longtime streets and sand driver who we're calling John Wentworth. He asked us not to use his real name. Wentworth says every winter, the department rewards some employees with a snow supervisor position.
Where they could go make money and they wouldn't have to drive a plow, drive around in a van and get a little bit more extra overtime. And to get them in a position where, hey, they had experience supervising people. So then when they go for an interview for a foreman or something, they could use that for their benefit.
The problem, says Wentworth, is that he and other drivers have never figured out how to get the supervisor job.
Everything was hush-hush.
And drivers wouldn't know who got the coveted positions till the absolute last moment.
You'd go to snow, and you'd start working, and you knew who the foremans were, because they were titled and everything, but the snow supervisors, you wouldn't know who would be working it. And then all of a sudden, they'd call you or something, and you know who they were.
There are city officials who share Wentworth's concern, but you won't find them at City Hall. Tucked away at the end of a bare fifth-floor corridor in a South Loop building is the little-known watchdog of city hiring, the Office of Compliance. Mark Meany, its first deputy director, has this to say about the hiring of snow supervisors.
And so we were concerned that because there was no what we would term a process in place, that upper management could just exert favoritism, however you might define that, in choosing who would be a snow supervisor.
So, Meany says, the Office of Compliance intervened.
We went through a lengthy dialogue with Streets and Sands, as only one can dialogue with Streets and Sands.
Meany says that getting the department to comply was a challenge.
It's difficult for us to assess whether or not they're intentionally ignoring what we're telling them to do, or whether what we tell them to do just gets lost in the mix.
Meany says that Streets and Sand eventually agreed to open up the hiring process for snow supervisors, letting anyone with minimum qualifications apply. Streets and Sand proposed two qualifications. The first involved 4 years of what they call snow team experience.
It was 4 years, 100% team. That means that there have been events over the course of the year that required the entire snow team to be out, that they would have had to have been a part of those events for 4 years.
A candidate also had to have worked as a snow supervisor at least 3 times previously. This latter requirement didn't sit well with the Office of Compliance, as comparable city positions don't require it. The agency tried to get Streets and Sand to make some changes.
Well, we never heard back from them, and here comes the posting.
Just before last winter, Streets and Sand posted its new minimum qualifications for snow supervisors. While it removed the need for supervisory experience, it required that candidates had previously served for 3 years in a 100% snow team.
That's a red flag for us. You know, when you go from 4 years in the original posting, and we said no, and then you drop to 3, our thinking is you're trying to get somebody in.
Finally, on June 1st of this year, the Office of Compliance submitted a report to Mayor Richard Daley on the status of the city's effort to make the city's hiring transparent and free from favoritism. The report singled out the hiring of snow supervisors as an example of a compliance failure by a recalcitrant Department of Streets and Sanitation.
You have an individual who you want to get the job or the appointment. And so that's what we bring up in our report.
Mark Meany says that Streets and Sand has now agreed to cooperate with the Office of Compliance on the hiring process for snow supervisors. Later this year, he says, after Streets and Sand has deployed the supervisors, the Office of Compliance will audit personnel records to make sure that the hiring jibed with the new rules. Regardless of how the city chooses its snow supervisors, some wonder whether the position is even necessary. Streets and Sand employee John Wentworth says,
no. These guys, they'd call you with stupid stuff, you know, just kind of busy work, unnecessary supervision. You're plowing, you know what to do.
Wentworth says that when he started plowing snow 20-plus years ago,
you had one foreman for each district in the city, and maybe a couple here or there. Now you're looking at each district, you got 4 to 5 people supervising drivers.
A spokesman for Streets and Sanitation refused to comment for this report. For WBEZ, I'm Dave Glowatz.
Do you have any stories of workplaces, public or private, where hiring practices might be considered shady? Share your story with us at chicagopublicradio.org/848.